The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, sookie. High noon in the nation's capital. West, you're riding shotgun, brother, and it is Dallas week. Well, it used to be. Well, once upon a time. And we're going to recreate that time. AWOD, he was scalling. I love the actualities. I love the fact that AWOD is real. These stories actually happen. You know, it's like Grant Paulson, who I saw in the locker room. I think Grant might have been 10 or 11 or whatever. That really happened. The father-son relationships, like with Sheehan, it really happened. A lot of us didn't have that privilege to be at a professional game with pops. You know, not everybody gets that. I love hearing those stories because the only way I got to a live event was through the church back in the day. And it's Dodger Stadium. Was why I still adore them to that day, because that was my first live appearance at a professional game following a team.
Well, you must be happy after last night.
I'm used to it. This is not anything abnormal for us.
You see the way they celebrated?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I've seen almost Koufax, Drysdale, all that. But Lou Holder, we're starting off today with the professor, because I know he's a man of all sports, and I love that. And my first question for you, Professor, is what is your favorite Dallas week memory?
So my favorite Dallas week memory, it didn't start off my favorite, but then it ended up being my favorite. It was Santana's performance.
Yeah, me too.
The Monday night.
There
I mean,
go,
the I had just gotten to the market recently.
Yeah.
And I just knew about all the rivalries and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
and then I was working for Fox 5 at the time.
Yep.
And Doc, they weren't, as we all know, they weren't doing anything. I mean, that game was, I mean, it was boring. Joe Gibbs came back and it was absolutely, you know, nothing. And I had written my story, Old Texas Stadium. I was on my way down. I missed the first bomb, but I was on the field for the second bomb. And Santana came right to me, because at that time reporters were allowed on the field and stuff like that. And he went right over to Chief Z, and I was standing right there. And I will never forget just the my mouth just being open, like, what just happened?
Mm-hmm.
What just happened? And to find out from Santana years later that Clinton Portis is the reason why the miracle even happened.
Yep.
Because Santana was upset, and Clinton went over to him at the end of the game and was like, you all right, bro? And he's like, nah, they're not running any of the stuff that I wanted, that we ran in practice. Clinton Portis went and got Joe Gibbs.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Gibbs came over to Santana and said, okay, we're going to run the plays.
They
beat Aaron Glenn twice.
The
coach of the Jets, mm-hmm. and now and was with the Detroit Lions as their defensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
They used to play with each other in New York when Santana was a Jet,
mm-hmm.
and he knew how to get Glenn to bite on some things, and lo and behold, that was one of my favorite memories because of the way it ended. And Joe Gibbs and lost and all that is Sean Taylor literally just destroyed receivers on the way back trying to get that victory. And the best thing about the whole thing, Doc Walker, is it happened on the day that the Dallas Cowboys put the triplets into their Ring of Honor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was so glorious.
Yeah, all
it was so glorious.
Spoiled.
It was so glorious. And so that's my favorite because I got to cover it. Obviously, the iconic ones that I just love when you're on the show talking about this topic because you lived it when it was a rivalry. I don't think it's a rivalry as much as it used to be. I mean, anytime athletes are trading jerseys at the end of the game and everything like that, kind of loses some stuff for me in translation.
Rivalry. It's not a hated
Not a hated rivalry.
But the social media
there was some times where you didn't have to tell the Washington fan base that it was Dallas week. Now every now and then you do have to remind them that this is not the Eagles, not the Giants, not any of these other, it's that team with that star on the helmet. That's the one that George Allen made famous. That's the one that Doc Walker had so many memories. That's the one that is so revered because that is the rivalry. And the league has wanted that rivalry back so badly that whether it was Parcells and Gibbs, whether it was whatever, that is marquee watching. One of the marquee watched sporting events in the NFL historically was Washington and Dallas.
What it means for me, and we got young Wes who's in control today, and he's a toddler. And Chief Z is what it means. That's why I posted on X. Today is my tease with three guys that are legends in our area, Glenn Harris, Chief Z, and Lamont Jordan. And these three guys who understand the DMV, they've all invested in it. But for me, it was Chief Z. And at the time, I didn't know that his dog in Texas, they were buddies. You know, the rivalry was even with not mascot, but our guys who were like the symbol of each other's franchise. It went so deep. My father's from Texas. So anybody from Texas, that whole thing it kind of splits. It was almost like Thanksgiving in a way. But everybody has their own best moment. And that's why I enjoyed AWOD listening today in that it puts our fan base, which is divided now, we've splintered. But the one thing that we're all in on the same page is our disdain for that star. And then
absolutely.
Yeah, my worst loss last year. And all the heroics and all the cheers of last
year,
that loss to the Dallas killed me. I mean, it was almost as embarrassing as losing to the Bears, but it is what it is. What about the game itself? What's your gut tell you?
So my gut tells me is that this team rebounds kind of, you know, in a very mature fashion. I mean, in the locker room afterwards, I mean, that's why I'm so happy that these veterans are here because it's a marathon and not a sprint.
Right.
And they understand that came against the Bears. You got to put that in your rearview mirror.
Yep.
You know, the loss to the Bears and the loss to the Packers, I mean, they sting a little, but they're not in your division. I mean, they're in their conference for all those seedings and whatever like that. You got to take care of division games, and right now you're 1-0 in the division. You got to take care of your division game. So Terry's out, but Terry hasn't been in. So
I mean, so
it's like you like my man Doc Walker said, I can only be concerned about the people on the field. Dallas can put up points, but they can't stop nobody. So it's like I like the chances. I always like the chances when they have a chance to rebound from a loss. I just feel that this is one of those take moment games that they need, because the Chiefs are next. The Chiefs are next, and they don't look past the Chiefs. But I mean, it's like you don't want these things to compound. And I told you about my golf analogy. You can't let a bad hole turn into a bad round. So you got to put that behind them.
But I think since we represent three different generations, it's fitting that we bring in the young fella. Wesley, what does this mean to you, your group? Because Awad made some great points. At his age, it is defined by where you are in your life and where you were. Because a lot of these things were driven by your parents. I said before we got on the air that Awad, Wes, I know Sheehan has shared a lot of stories with me. They were lucky because they had parents, they had fathers that took them to games. The only game I ever got to go to was through the church. Not everybody gets to go or has access to season tickets or anything, or TV, or whatever the case is. It means something a little different to everybody based on their experiences. So what does it mean to you, young fella? Because you didn't spend a dime on anything. You're not invested financially. So what does it mean to you?
The Dallas in this game? I mean, I grew up in Washington, D.C., and all I heard my whole life, and obviously I've also family from Houston, so it's not friendly words to the Dallas, that's for sure.
Yeah, and it's like no other game. The New York game is cool. The Philly game is cool. Nobody really wants to go up there and deal with them heathens that are there. But on the field, this is unlike, and I don't want to lose this. You know, not everybody has a rival. I'm not certain this really is or still is, but you better hope to goodness gracious
it is
the
fans.
You don't let it slip away. But the fan base is splintered.
Okay.
So what group of the fan base? Half the fan base can't stand the other part of the fan base. So let's keep this real. This is a fragmented group. But the one thing that might put it all together is this week. This kind of week.
It's true.
But we have to win the game. I'm a little tired. I don't even listen to anything else said. I don't want to hear anything. I'm hollow now with all the talk, because the talk hasn't translated into action. We talk tough, but we don't play tough. And until that changes, you're not going to beat good teams.
You got to stop somebody. I mean, everybody's talking about, Jaden had a bad game and the turnovers and everything like that. If I'm not mistaken, Doc Walker, after that fumbled exchange, didn't the defense have a chance to stop somebody before they got the field goal?
Oh, we've had all kind of opportunities.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the game did not end with that turnover. The game ended with the Chicago Bears going right down the field and getting in place to kick the game-winning field goal.
Yeah, I know.
You have to stop somebody. You have to stop somebody. And enough of just Jaden Daniels is not the savior of this team. I mean, he's the quarterback. But man, when we start putting him in that context, that Jaden had a bad game, and that's the only, you know, there's so many other parts to the football game that need to come together. They talk about complementary football, but everybody just talks about number five. Yeah. No, he's not the only part of the football game.
It's blocking
and
tackling.
They had a chance to stop.
Blocking.
Yes. I have to throw, and that one play for me, that Quan Martin missed tackle on the sideline. Look, it's happened almost every single game. There's some miscue. Even the Chargers game ended up being a win, but Mikey was off. I mean, there's always a defensive lapse in every game that needs to be tightened up. There needs to be tightened up because they become defining. They become defining, and now it's. You know, one of these days it's going to really cost you. So That's what they got to stop somebody. They got what does Dexter say? Consistently.
Yeah, Dexter. Well, again, get the win.
Consistently.
And then we can consistently by the man child.
Yeah.
Because you're a man of all seasons. I can't have a discussion with you and not mention, first of all, that puck drops. Love the red, the eagle. I loved the Caps jersey. I mean, that was the sweater, pardon me.
Yeah.
It was on fire. Seeing the boys going again, it's such a it's like hoops. It's such a long season, but I'm excited about that. But then these MLB, all the talk about the clocks and the robotic, blah, blah. Dude, it is must see. And it's awesome. And I know you saw that young man called Shohei.
Listen, Doc Walker, I've seen a lot of things in my day. What I witnessed and what you witnessed last night, I mean, that was transformative. That was phenomenal. Phenomenal. I've never seen anything like that. But you know, I had to get on here and talk to you because it goes right into things that make you go, So I said to myself, Doc Walker, Young Wes, and your audience today will have some good times with this. Outstanding performances in Washington, D.C. sports history. I'll leave you with three of them for me.
Beautiful.
Two I saw and one that is just ingrained in everybody's head. Wes, even Young Wes as well, right?
Okay.
The two that I saw for myself, Steven Strasburg's debut in 2010. 14 strikeouts the first time out.
Chilling.
I watched every last one of them. I have to start with the baseball one for me. Steven Strasburg's debut in 2010 and the 14 strikeouts is my goodness.
Exhilarating. You're right.
And then for me, giving it back to Dallas week, you know, Troy Vincent blocks the field goal, but Sean Taylor's return against Dallas at home to put us right in position for Nick Novak to kick the game-winning field goal. Phenomenal. Phenomenal. It was just, I was on the field for that one as well. The block was one thing, but Sean's return and then the 15-yard face mask penalty to put him in position to win the game. Parcells looking dejected. Joe Gibbs looking awestruck. That to me, are the two that I witnessed firsthand. And then obviously Doug's performance in Super Bowl 22. I mean,
Doug Williams,
and then the honorary mention for me is one of those Lenny Bias 50. I think he put up 50 in the Dean Dome one time.
Yeah,
Lenny put up 50 and like cold. All over the place. But
in that heat box, that was crazy. I'm gonna just say this in parting: Vikings, burgundy and gold. When Joe goes to his knees, and then Daryl and Monty break that pass up, and the good guys go to the Super Bowl. I'm telling you what, that moment on that sidelines, some of these things you just marvel at the human body, that you endured it. Gary Clark's walk off. You know, I mean, it's just at the other in the end zone. Just certain these moments, you're lucky that you survived them, but we're also lucky to have a historian like yourself to keep us all in check because things that make you go, is a staple.
I knew you'd have some fun with that, man. I knew you'd have some fun with that. Have a good one.
Enjoy your family, man, and enjoy homecoming.
All right, Rutgers, playing Oregon. I don't know how the game's going to be, but I'm going to have fun otherwise.
Yeah, you better hope the after party's better than the game. Because you're about to get smoked.
Doc Walker, leave me alone.
Doc Walker. Appreciate you, Lou.
All right.
Brother, I tell you what, man. Wes, this is what it's all about, man. Character people that understand this rivalry. And we have everybody. I can't wait to hear Three Mayo Monkey. He just hit me out saying he was lucky that his dad took him to a ton of games at RFK and Rao John. It was the main way they connected. If he has a sickness, he says, I'm sick that sticking with no other team that matters. He says, the one thing I learned from Pops is that you don't always have to like everything, but stick with what has meaning to you. And there's so many people that feel this. this would be a real, like coming off a trampoline for us to get that awful loss out of our mouth. This is needed. We need to flush the system and get ready to go big time because we're still in good position. We just got to close the door, and that's important. We appreciate the Rude Guest Hotline, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, for providing Brother Lou. We will now take a quick break and come back, and I'll beat up on Wes a little bit. I'm going to have fun with him. I'm not going to beat up on him, but I definitely have some things for you. I think you're going to like it. It's not going to be like that. What's that kid's name? Big guy that sits here. What's his name? BTP. Right?
Something like that.
Okay.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen, you got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What a good feeling it is, and it's not easy to have good feelings on a week that we give victory away. We let it slip through our hands, and that's, I'm not going to get over it. I'll have a headache until we win. The only thing that cures what I have is victory. No conversation, no promotion, nothing. I got to win on the scoreboard. And I hope our team matures. You mature through defeat. It's terrible, but you really have to come to grips with you did it to yourself. Self-inflicted wounds. Turnovers. You know, and everybody knows it, and everybody's been a part of it. anybody that's played has fumbled, have gone offside. You've created every damn thing possible if you actually did play. But as a team, you got to be able to overcome your teammates' mistakes. That's covering somebody's back. And you got the absolutely racer himself in JD5. But he's human too. And all of a sudden, to know how much better you are, when you're the better team and you don't win, it is the hardest thing to get over. It's one thing if you have news get slaughtered. You just don't have it. Or it's confusing like the opener. Go back to the opener. Got to really evaluate our losses. If you don't want to continue to have them, you better not run away from it and accept it. It's not about talk. It's about execution or lack thereof. If we're getting whipped one-on-one, I don't have a problem with that. You inherited one of the worst rosters of all time. And yet you were able to pull off the miracle it was last season. Really not a miracle. You blocked, you tackled, and you had a playmaker. That's what happens. Most teams that are good have someone that is exceptional at what they do. Very few people win without outstanding players. I know I hear it a lot. I'm a regular listener. Coach, get rid of the coach ain't play. If you saw the coach on the field missing a tackle, missing a block, dropping a pass, or fumbling, expose me to that because I didn't see that. I saw the players on the field getting the job done or not. Scheme, the scheme's bad. The scheme always is bad until you have a badass on a unit that erases it. I saw Aaron Donald make so many plays. I know it's not fair. Why would I mention him? Why would I mention Reggie White? Why would I mention these people? Because you need to understand what we don't have and understand that we have to do it collectively. We are one of 11. We have to do it like a team or you have no shot. You got one freak. And he's on offense. And if he just happens to have a mediocre day at the office, your chances of winning have been depleted because you don't have enough dogs on this team yet. You're developing. Let last year go. And it was great. I get that. But you know why you can't duplicate it? Because you don't have enough dogs on the field. So if you can't outrun people, you can't make people miss, then you got to be just incredibly tough. And you got to beat people by biting them in the ankles, by biting the kneecaps. You got to do all of that because you're not good enough to stop people if they have exceptional talent. That's a fact, Jack, and you can't make that all up in one offseason. Every trade you go for, it doesn't necessarily mean that it works. So what? Build your team and quit making excuses. And get a bunch of guys to go out there and refuse to lose. All this damn whining. Who cares who's not going to play? What about the guys that we're paying? You guys sometimes, you shock the heck out of me. You make me think people are volunteering. This ain't the fire department. Everybody over there is getting paid. So if they don't do their job, then I'm focusing on the people that put them on the field or don't put them on the field. We got guys blowing up, but they can't get on the field to play. So, look, I'm not evaluating you. You do you, but I'm going to look at the results. And I'm like Lombardi when he said, what the hell is going on? We got kids that are fast, they can't get on the field. My boy Luke is blowing up. My boy is balling. Can't get snaps. Can't get snaps. Am I not supposed to inquire? Isn't that, quote, obvious? If you own the beat, how is that not in your lead? So I'm really curious. I'm real curious. As if we're going to show up and show out, who are you? You're not last year's team. I get that. No team follows up like that. If you don't believe me, look at the Chiefs. Look at the Eagles. Everybody struggles. There's ups and downs. The Super Bowl champions right now are being doubted. They've got a wide receiver. Everybody has these same, but we're not foreign to this. The question is, how are you going to respond? I am waiting to find out, who is this team? What is their personality? Who are your leaders? Who are your leaders? And then the ultimate question is, when are they going to start leading? The play caller, y'all fight over that. It don't matter. Whatever he calls, make it work. That's all you can do. If you can't go to him, that's why I love it when these people, team meetings, all the player only meeting my behind. You ought to have an open team conversation with the entire staff. And why don't we run the ball more? That should be an open form question with no criticism. A question. It's our team. I have an interest in it. Let me ask a question. Why don't we run the ball more? That would be one question I would have to ask. If we're in man and we can't cover people, why are we in man? Why are we a third down package if we got people that can't run? When we know people are going to try to extend us and stretch us, why? Y'all beat around the bush so damn much, it makes me sick. Now you got no question to go down here in a hostile environment. Won't be that because we travel well. And beat a team that's in doubt. Their leader made one of the worst business decisions of all time, and we could care less about it. But it's there, and their defense is absolutely awful. So what are we going to do, make an excuse? You got a low-rated defense. The unit sucks. What are you going to do with that? Can't come back and say, oh, they can't. Man, they're the Eagles. Man, no, they are awful. Now, what are you going to do about it? That is going to be the question that I have, and we shall see. 12:33 hit the nation's capital. And, Max, why don't we take a quick break so you can freshen up, redo your makeup, and we'll come back. Let's light it up. 1-800-636-1067. That is, if you have content that can help us win the game, I'm dying to hear what you got on your mind. Back in a moment.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Here in the nation's capital. Weekend overtime. DLC back in the air chair. Mario, love your posts. He says, I was lucky, Doc. My dad took me to a ton of games at RFK, then Raljohn. It was the main way we connected. It is why I have the sickness I have sticking with the team no matter what. One thing I learned from Pops, you don't always have to like everything, but stick with it has meaning, what has meaning to you. It's the one time of the year that I think we all drop our guard and we're on the same accord. This is about the only week that it happens, but it does happen. And that's why Santana Moss is a hero, and he's one that we'll be talking about for such a long, long, long time because of the effect that it had on us when something means so much. Victor joins us on the hotline. What's up, Vic?
What's up, Doc? I tell everybody, I said, Doc Walker calls me Victor sometimes. He said he's a coach or Victor, but he's old enough to call me by my first name. So you made some really great points, Doc. You said, these are things we don't need to dance around the bush with.
Yeah.
Why are we running the ball more? Why are we in man all the time if we're not a good man team? And you said we have to have complementary football to win. We only have one exceptional player. That's JD5. When he doesn't play well, the chances of us winning are greatly diminished.
Right.
So my only answer for this is as a football mind. We're not going to win this game on Sunday. We're going to win this game in practice on Sunday. How we prepared. Mm-hmm. The Bears were considered a bad football team. But the Bears were coached up to play last Monday night. The Bears' run defense was horrific. The Bears made sure they coached up their guys to control gaps, play through the man in front of you, and linebackers play through the gaps off the butts of your defensive lineman. And that's what they did. That's why they held us to 2.8 yards per carry. They fit in every hole, they played through the gaps, and they tackled at the point of attack. What they also did was when they had to stretch the field and create big gains on third downs, they did it, and they put us in situations where we were not prepared to take away their weapons. So all I'm left with, Doc, is what you also said about not beating around the bush. I'm not saying fire the coach or fire any coaches right now. I'm going to ask the questions that put us in a better position to run the football, to get off the field on third down, because we're either playing zone or man correctly with our eyes, dropping to the receivers and not dropping to grass in our zones, or playing man when it gives us the opportunity to do it because we're near the boundary and we can send to and play zone on the other side of the field. These are situational football things that must take place and be prepared in practice. So I'm waiting like you, Doc. I'm waiting to see how did we prepare, because these are the things that were our demise last Monday night, because we kept being out-leveraged, out of position on third down on defense. We kept not getting the right we kept getting pushed around on the offensive line because they were recreating the line of scrimmage in our backfield. Mm-hmm. We turned over the football. This was a complimentary loss. So we have to have complimentary preparation in practice so that we have a complimentary win tomorrow. And if we did not do that in practice this week, Doc, it doesn't matter what you say or I say or any other beating around the bush reporter wants to ask, we're going to lose because we have not done the little things that change the chances of winning a football game He would have done the little things and done them effectively in practice. And that's what I saw. We were not prepared for situational football. We were prepared for if JD doesn't fumble those balls, fumble those snaps, mm-hmm. we win that game. We mm-hmm. win a close game, but we win that game. We were prepared even with the defense that gave up big plays. Mm-hmm. But we were not prepared if the defense does give up big plays and if we do fumble. And that's where you have to say in situational football, did we do the right things to take away their advantages against us? And that does point back to coaching, and that does point back to the people in charge on the football field, the leaders. That points back to them. Somebody needs to say, hey, coach, we're in man, and this ain't helping us. We're out leveraged. They're flooding us on one side. We need to zone the backside, and we need to man the front side. Or we need to man the front side and zone the backside. Coach, we need to run some line games here because we're closer to the boundary, and we have a bit of an opportunity to pin them in because the boundary is out as an extra defender. Hey, coach, we don't need to go all out on this play. We need to walk up to the line and show it and drop back into coverage, and then we can send two from the boundary because it gives us more opportunities to have more people in the defensive backfield that's going to cloud the quarterback's eyes. This is what the leaders need to say, and this is what Joe Witt also needs to say. I'm seeing this too, and we need to marry that in practice. If that does not happen, Dak Prescott is going to tear us up, and their horrible defense is going to make our offense look pedestrian if we're not doing those little things to be prepared to play tomorrow.
Well, I hope you're wrong, Vic, as always. I mean, you so seldom are, but I hope you are in this case. But you know what? It just also comes down to where you at the park, you in your backyard, man on man, make a play. I mean, yes, sometimes we get too complicated. I mean, some of the tackles we missed is just downright ridiculous. It's not like you O.J. Simpson or Walter Payton was on the field. They're good guys, but you just poor technique. And it's, yes. It's not just this team, but most teams so seldom hit anymore or do these things. Some of this you got to live with, but I just don't like it. And I'm so tired of hearing about what they're going to do but not seeing it. I'm just calling straight out. Somebody, if the guys on the field are doing that, are the people behind them worse? Because if they are, then we're going to hell in the handbag.
We're done. We're finished. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, so that's what I'm looking at. The roster
them are not any better. And that's what if the guys on the field can't control gaps, if the guys on the field can't read, guard the tackle. Did you hear what Troy Aikman said about that linebacker last week? I forget his name. He said, look at what he's doing. He's reading. From guard, he's reading off of his three tech, and he's playing through the gap, and they've been able to meet Bill Cross-Humera at the point of attack. That's good football right there. I said, yeah. Bruh, that's basic football terminology that he just gave in a play-by-play. We're not doing that. That it wasn't even about some super sexy scheme. It was about what you just said. Mm-hmm. I see this in front of me. I got to make a play. I got to put my face across the front of this man's body, impede his progress from going for it, eyes through the thighs, make a tackle. Don't let him go 7 yards up the field and score. That's simple as that.
Yeah.
And if the guys on the field that we think should be the better part of our team, the number one defenders, if they can't do that, then the guys behind, and we're depending on the guys behind to do it, we're in trouble. We're going to be under 500. And
appreciate
I just hope that I'm wrong, too. I really hope that I'm wrong.
Yeah. Wes is he's giving me some ugly looks. Appreciate your passion, man. We are passionate about this. We're invested into it. And who we got next? Is that Ron? Ron on Deuce.
Yeah.
Ron, what's up, man?
Yes, sir. Hey, Doc, how you doing, man? Doc, I just want to say this, man. Mm-hmm. Last year, all I heard was this is the worst team that Jaden was going to have to play with throughout his career. That was supposed to have been the team from last season that went 12-4.
Don't do this.
But now, as I'm looking at this team with my eyes, Doc,
yeah.
And I've been following this team since Sonny Jurgensen was the quarterback,
mm-hmm.
This team seems like it regressed in a whole lot of different locations. Number one, the free safety, they let two wide receivers walk. I know it's not my money.
Right.
I know it's not my money, Doc.
And we have to remember
but it
that.
Seems to me that the little bit of money they're talking about should not make that much difference to let as many of these players walk that they're letting walk. I don't know, man. I'm just seeing things that just don't look good to me, you know? And it showed up last Monday night against the Chicago Bears. I still don't think I slept since then, Doc. Like I said, I've been a fan
had a good night's sleep.
Jackson, man.
I haven't had a good night's sleep. And I refuse.
No, you said something earlier that you said something earlier that helped me. You said that the only thing going to fix your condition was a victory. I never thought about that.
Yeah, no, that's
and
my,
I think,
my
I
medicine.
I think that's going to help me also.
Yeah, I mean, George Allen, when he said it, because really when I think of the rivalry, which I'm not certain it really is,
right?
It's about George and how he established it. And he would take winning and losing to the point where, and it's like he said, it'd be like your kidneys or your pancreas. It'd be a problem with your internal functions if you didn't win. And then it would heal. Victory is the only thing to heal it. And I've been in a bad state of mind all week because of how we gave a victory away. We let one, they're hard to get, man. We stole one from them a year ago, but I didn't forget the fact that we had to go steal it because they were up. What the hell were they doing ahead of us anyway? It's the Bears. And so that's the part that infuriated me. And so I'm going, wait a minute. These guys work their butts off. This staff, I mean, they're thorough as hell. But the message is not being received. You got to be able to look, even if it's your kids involved, you got to be able to see it. I see them now blind to their own kids. And that's why I have to elevate my spirit to let them know. You got to coach your kids too. And right now I'm hearing talk, but I don't see the results of the message. Got to take a break. We come back. Top of the hour. Standing. Standing room only. Last man standing. This dude is he's a monopoly. He's a trendsetter. Been standing. Top of the hour. We'll be back. Welcome back. It is 12:53 here in the nation's capital. A little overtime action. Football, I mean, this college thing, we have not hit it yet. We're just still under the influence of this big game with Dallas. And you know you play them twice. But that first one, man, is special. Anything really caught your eye college football-wise thus far?
I was watching Washington, you know, visit the team up north.
Yeah.
Of course. That's a back and forth. Michigan just scored and then
you're hoping that Michigan loses, right?
I don't actually care.
Yeah, I think you're lying.
It's funny when they lose, but at this end of the week 13 comes, Ohio State still has to do their own job.
Yeah, no, they're smart. Yeah, my Bruins are celebrating the Rose Bowl victory, two Rose Bowl teams today against the Terrapins, which is so ironic. Two of my boys, the Terps and Terps Bruins, going to be interesting to see that going. You know, these games, 2 weeks ago, Maryland, 3 weeks ago, you're just thinking, wow, momentum could be, should be. That's why these aren't easy. That's why we're so attracted to this. It's not easy. None of this is easy. And we look for teams like, you know, Vanderbilt. I remember with Vanderbilt, you're trying to get a win.
We all do.
Yeah, now... So you can flip it. You talk about culture. That's why if you're not watching Indiana football, then you just don't get it.
I know you're happy.
Why would I be happy?
Because you love Cignetti.
Oh, I do. I would love results. And, you know, he doesn't apologize for being good at what he does. And he's been it everywhere he's at. And then this Penn State job, which is really something to reflect on. But we got bigger fish to fry. And that is this week here and what a W would mean. You talk about flipping. You know, this game is more than just a game.
Well, I think it's setting up for what the future looks like the rest of the season.
Future is week to week, son. Watch it. You've been listening to that BTP character. Don't let him lead you down that rabbit hole. He's talking playoffs and talking setting up. It's week to week to realize where you are. Do you realize how much scrutiny the defending world champions are taking?
Like us?
No, we're not the defending world champions.
Oh, for a second I thought you meant college. Sorry.
No, I said scrutiny.
Yeah, I know.
The defending world champions, Philadelphia.
No, but the thing is, because that's a different season. Who cares about what you did last year?
I understand that, but you want to have the ripple effect of success.
Like, you think the Dodgers care that Dave Roberts, do you think he cares who won last year? No.
No, you can't. You can't. I mean, it's. But
it
we're
saves
seeing
him his
thing.
Job for 3.5 more years.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's also the thing about just because you have players, really good players, you still got to grind to win. You have to grind to win. And to have a superstar, most people that are very successful do have a few people on their team that are better than all yours. That's what happens.
Yeah.
You know, and so what you got to do is be only as strong as your weakest player or your weakest division or your weakest position. And so that's why people say, well, Dallas's defense is terrible. We don't know they'll be terrible against us. We hope they are. And then again, we have more questions about us. What are we going to do? Aren't you a little bit curious? First time we've seen JD 5 not be Miracle Man. Is he going to press to pop out and be himself again? Or are his teammates going to elevate him?
Well, did his teammates last year help him be himself?
Yes. They elevated their
exactly.
game.
There you go.
And, yeah. that's, and we let happening. Two of them get the hell out of here, the receivers. That's why I don't listen to anything they say about receivers. You had your own. You built them on. You chose to let them go. At some point, if this doesn't flip itself around, that glass, that mirror, is going to be right on you. We attack the top of the hour with Standick. Join us and line it back up as we continue Dallas Week.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen, you got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.